If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Today on Misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. So you're in on the joke. You think this is ridiculous.
Of course. This scene didn't make it to the cutting room, but this is a great scene.
Gail should tell them about how she used to be rowdy and crazy. And
what do you mean used to be? She still is. That's why she had to be removed from my premiere. There is a real rift between us because...
Well, let's talk about that relationship with Rosalind. I mean, it was pretty uncomfortable to watch.
Hi, I'm Rosalind Yellen, and welcome to the iconic Mar-a-Lago.
There's nobody that's a billionaire on our cast.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. First of all, I just want to thank you guys so much for all the love and attention I've been getting. This past week, I got married, and I'm so thankful that all of you got to see some of the pictures already online. It was in People Magazine, and all the coverage about it has been amazing. And I am going to be talking on my Patreon about all the details of what it was like, who was here, what happened. So that's a story for Patreon, which will be out next week. But I want to talk about something that you are all talking about right now, which is Members Only Palm Beach, out on Netflix. It's a top 10 hit already, and it's only been out for 3 weeks. The bottom line is that if you are having any conversations with anyone, something has come up about whether or not you've watched this show. And everyone seems to have an opinion. Some people see Members Only Palm Beach as a glossy look into privilege, power, and elite social circles. Others say it exposes entitlement, secrecy, and a world most people never get access to. Today, we have Taja on Misunderstood exclusively to get her side of the story, not the edited version, not the online commentary, but hers 100%. We met in my studio in Boca, and we get into how she ended up on Members Only, what filming was really like behind the scenes, what surprised her the most, what felt accurate, what didn't. And yes, we're talking about the castmates and the dynamics that didn't fully make it to the screen. If you've seen a lot of memes, you've seen there's a lot of stuff going on between her and Gail. You see that Hillary has already been on a podcast. You see that Gail has done something with TMZ. And now Rosalind has been on Nick Viall's show. So Taja's here to give her side, to talk all about the drama, and to talk about what her thoughts are now that everybody's talking about it, and if she's still excited to be associated with this group of women. We also talk about whether or not there is a season two. So there's so much to get into. I'm going to let you listen to it right now, but please enjoy my conversation that I had this morning with my friend Taja.
We'll be right back.
Raja, thank you so much for making the time to come see me on Misunderstood.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So we were just talking about it. All the podcasts are starting to come out now. Three of the girls now have done it. I want to get your reaction. But first, before we start with all that, how does this feel? Your show has been out, what, 2 weeks now? Three,
yeah,
something
that,
like that.
Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Your show is what everybody's talking about. Did you think this was the reaction that the press and the public would have?
I actually did. I did because, you know, Palm Beach is so hot. It's like everybody's talking about this region right now. Everybody wants to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not surprised.
So, okay. So here's what's interesting, though. I know you obviously are aware of the public reaction. Like, people are outraged. People are like, it's a train wreck, but I can't stop watching. People are like excited for you guys. I mean, I've read a lot of your comments, and me knowing you from before this, like, I'm so happy for you. We had spoken endlessly, days on end about getting, you know,
I was trying to do a show before this one, and I wanted to cast you, remember?
Yes.
And I reached out to you.
Yes.
Yes.
So wait, how did this show come about? So was this not from the same production studio?
No.
Okay, tell me everything.
Right, because you remember, I was working with a New York producer when I reached out to you to come on our show.
Right.
And we filmed a sizzle reel about the same kind of thing, like country club lifestyle.
Because
when I first moved here, I actually moved to Palm Beach.
Right.
And I was living in, you know, Old Palm in a country club. And for me coming from New York to, you know, I've always been a snowbird.
Mm-hmm.
But living here is much different than snowbirding.
Of course.
It's a, you know, I had a totally different experience when I first moved.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, I need to do a show about this.
Right.
And that's when I was, you know, filming with a New York producer.
Right.
And that's when I reached out to you.
Yes.
But then COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then we never got to, the strike happened, not COVID. I'm sorry. The strike happened and we really didn't get to pitch it properly.
Yeah. And also, I remember the people we were talking about doing it with, I won't mention, one of them had like a drug overdose.
Oh, right. Remember? Right.
And so that didn't work out.
Exactly.
And then there were some issues that didn't happen. And then, you know, we just kind of went our separate ways at that point. I was doing other things. I was trying to make the show get bigger.
Exactly.
So how did this show find you?
And then the girl who did my hair in Palm Beach, her name is Elia. She has the best salon. You got to try her one day.
Okay.
She called me one day and said, you're not going to believe this. There's somebody sitting in my chair who's doing the country club show like we just filmed.
Right.
And she said, you have to meet her. And that's
and
how
she was
it
all the casting
started.
Director.
She was, I'm not really sure. She's one of the producers. She was casting and producing. And she's great. Her name is Danny Bear.
Okay.
And I met her through the girl who did my hair for the original sizzle that we were going to shoot. And so, you know, it's like when something's meant to be, it comes to you however the universe
that is true.
Sends it, you
so
know?
So it's interesting because people don't know this and I am going to talk about it. So at the same time, I think that this was happening with you. There's a show that has had a lot of press about it called Snowbird.
Right. I remember
And
that.
I was cast on that.
I know.
So we were supposed... First of all, they called me when I was in New York before I even moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, would you like to be on this? The demographic, though, is 55 and up. And I'm like, well, I'm not... At the time, I was only 49 or whatever. So I said, no, it's not going to be me. And also, I'm moving to Palm Beach. I'm not a snowbird. So I said no. Long story short, last year, some point, it maybe... the beginning of the summer, I can't really remember, I was invited by Harry Dubin to a party where they were filming the pilot, you know, or the sizzle reel, whatever it was, for the show at some art
Right. I remember
place.
That.
Yeah.
I know all about that.
So he brings me, I walk up and I'm like, what am I getting myself into? I see the whole production team.
Right.
They ask me to sign something. They mic me. I walk in and all the cast, who it seems like they had already cast it, somehow I knew all of them. Like, legitimately,
it was from New York.
Totally bizarre.
Yes.
One of the girls on it, she owned a bar next to my children's store that I owned, and her boyfriend I hired as my construction worker. Like, totally bizarre, and all these people had been cast. So we film. I walk in. It was really awkward. I was like, how are they going to make a show out of this? This is very random and random people. They pull me outside afterwards when I'm taking my mic off, and they said, can you film with us again tomorrow? So I do. I go to Scott Diamond, is how do you pronounce his last name, that owns Provident Jewelers, go to his house, who also is in your show, which is odd.
Mm-hmm.
And so immediately I see, you know, I don't think I'm part of the show yet. I think I'm just, you know, they want to have me on mic, whatever. Immediately, Gail walks in. Gail was cast as the queen bee on this Snowbird show. And, you know, another scene that you have in there, you have Cheryl, who's sitting at lunch, I think, with you.
Right.
At
the not with me.
Okay, you weren't there. Yeah. At the tea thing. These are all people who were the cast of Snowbirds. Mm-hmm. So it was very odd to watch your show and be like, wow, this crossover is weird. Now, it didn't work. Snowbirds didn't work. And by the way, at the time, I was like, this cast is completely insane.
It's looking like Golden Girls.
It was like Golden Girls. Looking back, it actually would have been great because the drama and the nonsense and the bullshit was crazy. Now, okay, so here's the thing. So now you guys obviously beat us. Like the casting directors did much. Let's not talk about the casting directors. The people who bought the shows loved what you guys did in the sizzle reel. I didn't even know how they made a sizzle reel out of this mess that they had with Snowbirds, but the idea was fantastic. I was shocked that it didn't go, and it didn't go because Netflix picked you guys up. Okay, so it's very interesting to me, though, to see the casting that went in, because I think a lot of people are talking about the casting because no one understands it. You know what I mean? And I think you agree, because all of you are very interesting people on your own, but we all know, and this is the controversy, a lot of these people don't live in Palm Beach proper. Who cares? I still don't kind of understand that.
Nobody cares.
A lot of these people don't even live in West Palm. I mean, we know you have a place in Boca, Miami.
But nobody said it's Palm Beach or West Palm Beach. They said Palm Beach County, which is a very big place.
Right.
And many, many billionaires are purchasing in Palm Beach County, not just Palm Beach proper. Like, nobody wants to live there. It's too restricted.
Right. Well, so I do think, and I do want to clear this up, because there's all these people talking about, oh, these girls aren't Palm Beach. Who gives a shit? That's not even the point.
Right, but nobody claimed that.
Right.
That's the point. We said Palm Beach County from the start.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
But let's be clear. A lot of these women live in Boca, Miami, wherever, West Palm. And again, who gives a shit? Yes.
Right.
So I think that there's so much controversy from people who live in Palm Beach that are like, I would never associate with these people. And this is what we, you know, we don't
Everybody
do.
Everybody wants to associate with me. Okay. I did the premiere of the show and I had 400 guests and I had a 400 waiting list. Actually wanted to invite you, but I saw that you were busy with your wedding.
Yeah.
And by the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I can't, that ring is black. Can I please see that?
Didn't he do a great job? I know he did.
Oh my God. That's like, wow.
Yeah.
I have chills.
I know.
You're amazing.
But you know what? I love the ring, obviously. And
but
I love
him.
I love him so much, Tasha.
Amazing.
And I didn't think a year and a half ago I would even find somebody. I think when you and I were talking, I don't even think I had a boyfriend then.
No.
And I didn't
I wanted to fix you up with someone, remember?
And I didn't think I would ever find somebody. So anyway.
I want to cry.
Thank you.
But no, I always had mad respect for you because I think you're doing such a great job with your podcast.
Thank you.
I wanted to cast you on the show that I was working on.
Right.
And I wanted to fix you up with someone because I think you're a great catch.
And I have a type, which I'm not with now, but, you know, an athlete and your husband.
I love athletes and I love blondes with blue eyes.
Right.
I'm dark and I like the opposite.
Right.
And
right.
That's what I got.
And actually, because again, a lot of people don't understand your situation. Let's talk about the fact that your significant other is one of the most famous people in Major League Baseball history.
Yes.
So I don't know if people are giving you credit for that. I mean, you, him, whatever, but like you're in a legit relationship. I saw them write it as significant other, which I want to establish. You have a child with this man and have been with him for what? Over 12 years?
Over 15
years. Yeah, 15 years.
We've been together forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a ring too.
Yes, I see.
And I have
it.
A prenup. Like, we've always, he always wanted to marry me.
Yeah.
Like, he's obsessed with me.
Yeah.
He loves me.
Oh.
But I'm the love of his life and I adore him.
Yeah.
But we just never got married. Like, I don't care about like a legal document.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like he's my husband.
Yeah.
That's it.
How does he, because I remember when we were talking about doing a show, you were like, he will never be in it.
Yes.
But I did see him in the opening episode.
You know, like he's just this very supportive of me. So even though like he really does not want much to do with reality TV, the way he got on the show was he came to one of my events.
Got it.
It was my event, the Palm event in the show. So he came because a bunch of his fans were going to be there and they wanted to meet him. So I was like, David, could you please stop by? And he was like, sure.
Right.
And then they kind of like mic'd him and got him.
Yeah.
Whatever. But like they showed him for a second. And we did shoot a lot of other scenes, but they were never aired.
Aired. Okay.
I did many, many scenes with my family, my son, David, yeah. and he was supportive, but they cut it out. And I think that that was probably the right thing to do because—
Good.
I think they knew what they were doing, Netflix. You know, like, I don't think that he should be associated with such a ridiculous, you know, like, show. You know
so
what I mean?
So I love
like,
that you're saying that, though. So you're in on the joke. You think this is ridiculous.
Of course. I mean, but it's reality TV. Is
right.
it, like, reality TV is ridiculous.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? That's what people want to watch.
Yeah, but so he is proud of you. He's fine with it. He just doesn't necessarily need to be— how Hillary put her husband in the show. Like, you don't need to have him there all day long.
No, he's okay. too serious to be like, I didn't marry the doorman. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's
yeah.
okay for him to be in the show. Like, it's not okay for, you know, an American legend
yeah.
to be associated with that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not, it's, I think Netflix knew what they were doing.
Yes. Well, with mad props and respect, he really is a legend. So
yes.
I do want to give you that credibility because that, I don't know that people really get who you are before this show. They just think you like appear and you have all this like flash going on and you are the peacemaker in it. So I don't think there's any real drama with you and there's not a lot of bad talk at all about you and who you are. But let's talk about that for a little bit. I want people to know who you were before you got on the show. You talk mm-hmm. a little bit about your parents on the show and mm-hmm. where you came from, which is fascinating. And your parents are adorable.
I know.
But like, just talk about a little bit because you're known in New York a lot more than yeah. down here.
Yeah. So, well, I am known here now. But
yeah.
yes, I was very known in New York. And you and I have a lot in common, actually, because I owned restaurants in New York and nightlife, right. Nightclubs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I started my career in real estate. I got licensed when I was 18 years old in New York, and I was selling, like, big commercial properties.
Oh, wow.
Like, income-producing properties, and I did very well for myself.
Okay.
And I had a lot of cash when I was, like, 22, and I opened a restaurant.
Okay.
Like, and people were like, how are you going to open a restaurant? Like, you were never even, like, a waitress.
What kind of food?
French Moroccan.
Okay.
Yes. Just like the season finale, which you didn't see yet
because
it was very similar to my restaurant.
Okay.
And so I figured it out. Like, I am really a serial entrepreneur because everybody was like, you know, you never even waitressed or like you were never even a coat check girl. Like,
right.
how are you going to open a restaurant?
Right.
But my father is a chef and I come from like on my father's side, a long line of like they have restaurants all over Paris, my mm-hmm. family and the south of France. Because my father is French, Moroccan, Tunisian.
Right.
And my whole family lives in Paris. So, and on my mother's side, everybody's in real estate.
Got it.
I come from a real estate background from my mother's side. So I was always fascinated with both because that's what I grew up around.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a background in both. So I had some very successful restaurants in New York
mm-hmm.
and clubs. They were like supper clubs, you know, like.
Love it.
Remember, like, I don't know if you've ever been to them, but they were called Taja and Capital.
Okay.
And they were very, very,
I
very
know
popular.
Capital, yeah.
Yes. That's, in fact, how I met Jill because Bobby was one of my best customers.
Like, oh, wow.
He was in my restaurant every single night. He had every birthday party, every celebration, his mother, his sisters, like, you
and
know.
You were there and present. It's not like you had people
no, I was
running
there
it.
Every day.
Right.
Every day in all of them. And I had no life. Like, I was running all of them. And it was, yeah, it was a very hard job.
And
as you know, because you were in that
business. Yes, too. I was in that
yeah.
business. My grandparents were in that business.
Yeah.
Like, it's a, and by the way, when you're doing it, you don't care about relationships. You don't care about love. Like, you are,
exactly.
that is your love.
That's
it is
right.
a great, by the way, I loved being in that
Me
industry.
Me too. I had the time of my life.
Time of my life. And you're, and what you're doing is giving other people the best night of
yes.
their lives.
That's,
and as long as you have a good head on your shoulders and you don't drink and do drugs and
right.
get all wrapped up
I
in
didn't
it.
Drink.
It's
I did
fantastic.
Not drink.
Me too.
And I still don't drink. And in fact, like I got caught a few times because I would like have dummy bottles.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wanted to buy me a drink.
Right.
So I would put like ginger ale in a bottle of
it was
Cristal, and I would sell it for like $900.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they'd be like,
it's so funny that you say that. It was part of my contract that like if a guy I made him, you know, I would
of
convince
course.
Him to buy Cristal,
exactly.
the girls would give me, you know, pour me something and it had to be diet ginger ale.
Oh my God. So I thought I invented that.
No.
Okay.
Well, me and you, I guess.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
But I needed to have my wits about me.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
I had to count my money at the end of the night.
Right.
And it was a lot to count.
And I needed to make sure that the men signed their checks.
Yes.
Right.
Me too.
Right.
All night long.
That's so funny.
So
how did you get into beauty, though?
So, okay, so because I was in the restaurant business and it's very, you know, there's a lot of wear and tear on you when you live the nightlife, right?
Yeah.
So I was always into like really recovering hard, you know, like I would like sleep in my sauna.
Sure.
I would like, you know, cold plunge. I was doing all this stuff before anybody heard of it, like IV therapy and, you know, to like get me back on, you know.
Yeah, you needed to be awake
the next
day. I worked
7 days a week, seven nights a week, and I was at... You know, as you know, it's a very, very tough business.
Yeah.
And I worked very hard and I was the one there present every night. I was entertaining everybody, hosting everyone. People still ask me, when are you opening another restaurant? When are you, you know, like, and I haven't been in the business for like almost 20 years.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where it all started because I just needed to like, you know, be on top of my game physically.
Got it.
And
so you're I might as well open one of my own.
Exactly. So then when I moved here, I couldn't get like the same treatments that I had in New York because I had all the doctors, like the best doctors because, you know, then of course, then when I got with David, then I was around athletes all the time.
Right.
And it was like, you know, really like they're the real biohackers. Like they know how to biohack.
Yeah.
You know, David is so into all this because, you know, he had to do this to elongate his career too.
Mm-hmm.
Just like myself in the restaurant business, but not as much as, you know, athletes have way more wear and tear. I'm not comparing myself to an athlete, but you know what I mean.
I do. Yeah.
Like he understood the recovery side of things.
Right.
And the need for, you know, to elongate.
So at some point you had... Did you have a spot in New York? I mean, I know you had a spot in the Faena, right?
Yeah, I do. I have. It's
you
not
have.
Really a spot. It's a longevity and wellness center.
Great. Okay.
So, and I am the pioneer in this industry within the luxury hotel space.
Got it.
Because I've been doing this before anybody heard of it. You know how everybody's doing biohacking now?
Yes.
I've been doing it since before anybody's heard of it. They thought I was nuts, you know, with all the peptides and IVs and NAD and methylene blue. Like nobody knew what it was and they thought I was crazy, like shooting myself up every day.
And did you get into the mobile business now?
I do mobile in New York. I do mobile all over. Yes.
Meaning what? Concierge business.
Yes. Like we come to your house.
Right.
And
you do the IVs and you do the peptides and you do all this stuff at home.
Yes.
Okay. Amazing. So at the end of this, we'll let people know how they can find that because that's amazing. You don't have to go to Faena to enjoy your services.
Yes.
I love that.
And my product line, I have, you know, actually ingestibles and like liquid form ingestibles.
Amazing. Because you look amazing. Your skin.
Thank
people
you.
That are not watching this should know that your skin is like flawless. You know, you look.
I want to invite you in. I've been trying to invite you forever.
I'm dying to come. I'm
you
dying
gotta
to come.
So.
And then how did you meet David?
So I met David. Well, I met him in my restaurant, but I didn't remember that. So because like that was another thing. Like I never knew who anybody was. I had a ton of celebrities there every single night.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have meetings with my staff every day and say, if you see a celebrity and you like, you know, make it known. If you get excited or ask for an autograph or a picture, you're fired on the spot.
Right, of course.
On the spot. So, you know, I never even recognized anybody. In fact, like, you know, like I had the top people there. I didn't even recognize people. I really didn't because I was so focused. And to me, everybody's money's green. And that's all I had to, you know, be on track of is if they signed their checks,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I was too busy to recognize anyone. But a couple, like shortly after I got out of the restaurant business, after I, you know, got out of the last restaurant and I was in the process of opening another one. I ran into him at a Christmas party and he was like, wait a minute, aren't you that girl Taja from that sexy Moroccan restaurant? And I was like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, you're that basketball player. And he was like, yeah. And I go, I knew it. I knew it. I knew I knew you. But like, I knew him, but
right.
I didn't like, you know, I was whatever. So that's how,
goodness.
How about them Yankees?
Yeah, you know? Right. Oh, so funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and you guys have, how old is your son now? 13?
14.
14. Mm-hmm. Okay. And like in
the same age as your daughter, I think.
Yeah, she's about to be 14.
Okay.
But like, is he still an aspiring actor?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Love that. Adorable. Yeah. And so this, is he totally excited about everything that's going on
he
with
is.
You?
He is. He loves it. He's like so into it. He's reading all the comments and yeah, but he wants to be on. So maybe next season he will be.
All right. So then let's get back to the show.
Yeah.
All right. Originally, so how did the cast get built? Because I heard a lot of people talking about how, oh, you seem to be the one that's known a lot of people and brought them on. So did you know the whole group and you suggested them as a cast?
Mostly. I recommended Hillary.
Okay.
And Maria. Mm-hmm. And a few others who are no longer on.
When you guys started filming, was it a different cast and it ended up being this one that we see?
Yeah, it was like, you know, there were a few more of us filming and then it narrowed down to the five of us.
So were you shocked when the final edits came out and you saw that some people were cut?
No.
Were they shocked?
I don't know. I don't talk to them anymore. Thank God.
Okay. Now watching it back, tell us what is different about filming it versus what you saw, because we've heard now a couple cast members say, oh my God, I can't believe this isn't even what I thought was going to come out. I didn't really have this rift with someone. So you tell me the reality behind that.
So, you know, like I filmed many, many, many hours mm-hmm. and, you know, only like a little bit of what I filmed made it to the cutting board.
Sure.
So I was a little surprised that, you know, most of my shit got cut out, you know. Hmm. So, but again, I think they did me a service by doing that because I'm not compared to the rest of the girls, like about them being ridiculous. And I need to preserve my business, you know, and like I really do have a legend to protect. Hmm. I really do have a serious brand to protect. None of them do.
Right.
You know, so they can look like, you know, they can be criticized.
So your storyline was more than just like the peacemaker or the person that was
yes,
like calling
people
out. Yes,
I had more of like my family filmed, which was, you know, my storyline with my parents, like
right.
that I, you know, they reunited after 50 years and my
right.
father's wife died and I took care of her after she was like, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West of, mm. you know, Palm Beach West or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Tortured me my whole life, but I took care of her on her deathbed. And then my mother and my father reunited after 50 years and were living with me in the same room. Like my personal storyline is much more fascinating than, you know, Romina trying to get etiquette classes from the two biggest, you know, nincompoops in Palm Beach. You know what I mean? So like, honestly, like, but so I was a little bit surprised that that was cut, but that's okay.
Right.
I think they did me a service and I still liked my scenes and I still like how I came off because I see that I'm getting a lot of love from the fans and I really appreciate that.
Right. All right. Well, let's go down the list of girls. Mm-hmm. So it seems to be that there is, well, first of all, Gail. Gail's not really part of the five or six of you, whatever
right,
it is.
Right, she's a friend of.
She is a friend of, but she is somebody who comes across as being part of the show
yeah,
completely.
I mean, she's got a lot of airtime.
She
a
got
lot.
A lot. Were you surprised about that?
Like, yes and no, because I think, like, I guess they're going after a ridiculous storyline.
Right. So as they were filming, they probably realized this was so over the top and crazy. Okay, so let's talk about Gail because she's a friend of for a second. I know Gail, as I said, because right. we filmed together. And Gail is, I will say to people, as you will, I'm sure, attest, she is exactly what you see on camera. I mean, that is her. She walks into any room and she, you know, feels like she needs to express who she is, who she was, how important she is, how she is the queen bee of Palm Beach. When I first met her, and listen, I grew up in Manhattan, but my grandparents lived here on the island.
So did mine.
In a house.
So did mine.
Across the street from the beach.
So did mine.
My mother still has a place in Palm Beach. Like, we're talking about on the island.
Mine too.
I've lived here. I live in West Palm. I have a house in West Palm. I have a house in Palm Beach Gardens. But I grew up here. Okay, so let's
just
say that. I've never in my life heard of Gail Brophy.
Me neither.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I will tell you
that
she's not—
I heard her from the Hamptons. Like, I know her from the Hamptons, but not from here.
Right. Well, I only know her from the Hamptons because she rented a room with another cast member.
Right. She rented a room. She was staying in a guy I know, his basement.
Yeah.
But she's so rich. Okay. Right.
Okay. So I will
but
say—
But she has no place to stay.
I will say about Gail, listen, she is a very nice person. She—
When she's sleeping, maybe. I don't know.
She is a nice woman. But the thing that I try and remind myself, she's an older woman. If my grandmother or my mother
I
was up
bad.
Every day,
yeah.
When they were filming and we were filming for Snowbirds, I was like, listen, I host a show. I'm a mother of a 12, 13-year-old at the time. I don't understand how they go out to lunches, how they have so many clothes, how they do, you know, how they're at dinners every night, how they compete with each other. And it was difficult to be in a room with her and her friends because all they wanted to do was talk about how important they were. And on those same days, I'm like being written about on Page Six. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, what are these girls talking about?
You and me are the same. Yeah. Okay. That's what, and that is what I said. I'm like, wait a second. Why are you, like, I really respect my elders. I really do. Mm-hmm. I'm a very respectful person, but she is a little vicious. She's vicious, and nobody's going to be vicious with me.
Yeah.
I don't care how old you are.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I don't know that she's vicious. I think she's really narcissistic, and because a lot of the things, she's trying to live in a world where she may not feel like she matters anymore. Maybe because of her age, maybe because she's not married.
I don't know if she ever mattered, and I really feel sorry for her that she's so insecure. And I don't, you know, I don't, like, I am not here to compete with Gail because there's no competition for me with anybody on the show. Any of this cast, okay? Yeah. I am not here to compete. That's why you saw that I just sat back and watched because it's just too ridiculous for me to try and get into it with them. Like, who's the queen of Palm Beach? No, she didn't. Yes, she did. I mean, it is just absurd.
Right.
And Gail happened to, you know, I do think she's good TV. I really do. I think she's great TV.
She is.
And I think that she does have a good side. But I would really love to see more of her good side because her other side is just too volatile and too, liable. She's a liability. And
well, the problem with Gail, and again, I say it with love, Gail, is that you don't get to know anything about her because she just wants to give a resume. I mean, the best line of the whole thing is, I'm not hiring.
Exactly.
When you said that, it was like, why are you giving me a resume? By the way, you know, there have been so many people that have sent me, I have all these pages in front of me for people that can't see. These are things that people have sent me in the last 24 hours when I said I had you coming on. Things where do you see this? This says like Warren D. Deed. People trying to show me evidence of all the lies that Gail said. And it's really sad because I don't want to like expose her on that stuff.
People are sending me that
But it's
too.
Like, I just wish.
And it's sad.
I just wish that she would be a little bit more
humble
about who she is.
Right.
Now, she hasn't chaired a Red Cross ball in as long
over
as anybody can remember.
Yeah, right.
She hasn't shared anything. And, you know, I know that she had issues with paying people for her outfits. I know that there are stories about her. This is not the classy woman that she's handing batons
not
to and being
all
in a
I'm
fake
sorry
legacy
she
book.
She returns a dress that she shit in, okay? Okay? So I'm sorry. Like, I am not going to pretend that she is the queen of Palm Beach. I'm just not.
Right.
But I said this on the show, but they cut it out. I said, Gail, like, stop with all the fluff. Like, you are enough.
Yeah.
Can't we just get to know you?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about, like, what, like, we don't care about. And if I'm going to name drop, like I said, we're going to have to open a library here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I hope they have a season two only for the fact that Gail's storyline should be more, if she's brought onto the cast, more about her. She has a sordid past with her son. You know, the stuff about her owning horses, her husband and two other men owned the Kentucky Derby winner. I mean, she was the wife of, good for her, but it wasn't her horse.
And about 400 other people owned that horse.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
And, you know, the thing is I'll tell you a great story that is a piece of gossip around Palm Beach, but that can clearly be verified, is that, yes, she's known in the Hamptons, but part of why she's known in the Hamptons is because there's a great story about her going to visit her son, who was living at the house or staying at the house with her ex-husband at the time and his new wife. She got into a fight with the ex-wife and bit off her toe.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah, and the woman had to be brought to the hospital.
I heard about that.
But the reason I bring it up is because there, to me, these are great stories. Gail should tell them about how she used to be rowdy and crazy.
What do you mean used to be? She still is.
Well,
that's why she had to be removed from my premiere.
Okay, tell me about that. I heard about that.
And she threatened me.
At the premiere of the show recently.
Yes.
I heard that
the premiere.
Go ahead.
I worked very hard to curate a beautiful night for all of us. I didn't get one thank you from any of them except Hillary. You should have seen my media line and nobody could pull that off around here. Okay. And
where did you have it?
in a gorgeous house at the Bears Club. Okay,
beautiful.
In a stunning mansion that's like a $30, $40, $50 million mansion. Mm. And brand new, and it's for sale. It's my friend's house, a lovely guy, and it's a stunning, he did an amazing job.
Right.
And of course, I'm responsible for the house.
Yeah.
And she comes in a drunken stupor, and God knows what else she was on, and says, oh, we're going to have a lawsuit here tonight. And also my security, because I had 5 Faena security men mm-hmm. working for me that night mm-hmm. and 5 IDF soldiers who just came back from Gaza. Okay. So we were not messing around. I was not going to have anybody, you know, fall in the house or, you know, damage something in the house.
Well, were they filming that night? Like, why was she coming with such a persona? Like,
that's how she is. You don't even need to be filming for that.
Yeah.
No, we were not filming. No.
And so she got removed.
Yes. And the security already noticed that she was, you know, out of sorts before
right.
I saw her.
Right.
And they were following her because, you know, I made all this beautiful members only merch and these champagne glasses. And they said members only on them. Mm-hmm. And I had like a martini girl, like with a, you know, a skirt with the glasses in her skirt.
I mean,
it was
cool.
Beautiful. And she was handing the glasses
right.
to everybody. But people would take like one sip and put it down. She was outside before she came in drinking all the leftover champagne.
Yeah.
Drunken glasses. She came in with an attitude. I'm the queen here. I'm this. There's going to be a lawsuit. And I saw her and Roslyn whispering. They were up to no good.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Well, let's talk about that relationship with Roslyn. I mean, it was pretty uncomfortable to watch.
So, you know, Roslyn actually introduced me to Gal mm-hmm. A long time ago before we started filming, I think, or maybe it was after we filmed the presentation. I can't exactly remember, mm-hmm. but she invited me to Polo, which was very nice of her. And Gal, you know, we met Gal there.
Yeah.
And Roslyn said, you know, she's very like, she's, you know, I'm going to, Roslyn introduced me as like, oh, you know, her husband is David Cohen. Because I don't like introduce myself that way.
No, but that's how you have to introduce yourself to Gal.
Right. So yes. she goes, I'm just doing that. Otherwise, she'll just be so mean to you and be like, you know, I'm like, okay,
right.
That's
I get
weird.
It.
But so that was my first experience with Gal. And she looks so familiar to me. I'm like, I know you from somewhere. But, you know, I guess it was from the Hamptons, mm-hmm. like, you know. But anyway, she is like great TV. I get it. And she does maybe has a good side. But her bad side is just too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Well, I mean, the whole thing was uncomfortable for me as a viewer to watch. Knowing her, knowing that it's exactly how she is in real life. But knowing like she's the age of like, you know, someone's parent or their grandparent. And I just think it's uncomfortable to watch that kind of person be such a social climber. That to me was what was like, you know, the thing that was like, oh my God, this is going terribly because all the women started acting like that.
So, exactly.
And that became the show, which I guess is why the show, listen, is doing so well. There's like these two worlds that are colliding. Like Palm Beach is known as classy and quiet and you hide your money and you know, you're members of these country clubs and these different places and you don't talk about it. And here it's like the loudest of the loud talking about how much they have
exactly.
and how important they are. And that's what I think is like going on in the world here of why people are flipping out and why people are like, well, I would never be seen with that. I think people really need to calm down with that because it's a fun show.
Right.
It's a fun show to watch.
It definitely is.
And the thing about it though is, There is a reality side to everyone in the group, which is uncomfortable. So let's go through the group for a second. Mm-hmm. So like, let's talk about Hillary because everybody, you know, we start off the show, we see Hillary, they're trying to obviously make it seem like she is the real deal with the money. She's got a great home. She's got a great closet. Good, you know, all that stuff looks good. I thought it was a little weird she was married to a doorman.
I agree.
I don't know why no more people aren't talking about that more. I'm not being offensive. I thought
me
it was
too.
Odd.
I mean, I don't know. I guess she fell in love with him, but she is a hopeless romantic, I guess. I mean, she's married 5 times.
Well, you were the maid of honor. What do you think of them?
I mean, it's very hard to tell because, you know, I mean, I feel like he just really wants to be on TV and they just really want to be on TV. And
is he a chef? All he's doing is cooking in every scene.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he knows how to cook. I know she doesn't cook at all. So I guess, you know,
right.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why she married him too, because she didn't have to hire a chef then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, do they seem in love? Like, do they spend a lot of time?
I mean, sometimes yes, sometimes I don't. It's very hard to tell, you know. It's hard. How can, like, they're very new to get, you know, they're newlyweds. They're still newlyweds,
right?
So
I think they come. Oh, they haven't known each other for a long time.
I don't think so. I think it's like 2-3 years.
Got it.
3 years, maybe.
Okay. But does he speak when you guys are in a room together, or he's pretty quiet?
No, he speaks.
Oh, he does.
He speaks, and he.
And is he interesting?
You know, I'm not too. You know, I'm not too impressed, but, okay. You know.
You don't have much to say to
him. Yeah, I don't have much to say.
Fine.
I love Hillary, though.
I think she seems really fun.
No, I love Hillary, and we do have a lot in common.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do like, you know, I don't know.
How do you think she's coming off on the show?
I think she comes off good on the show. I do.
Okay.
I like her character.
I mean, I think she also comes off similar to you in that she's like, I'm not going to put up with this bullshit.
Yeah, she's real.
And this
she's
is
totally
embarrassing.
Real. I mean, you need legitimacy too on the show. Like,
yeah.
You can't have just everybody who's an SNL skit.
Right.
You know?
Well, I do think also it's important for people that are not in Palm Beach to remember that just because you are not on every social part of some social chair or you're in these charities, it doesn't mean that you're not part of Palm Beach. People also have jobs and don't have time. And
correct.
Even if they don't have jobs, sometimes they like to do their, you know, they like to spend their life doing other things besides just going to a charity to be seen. I can attest that I don't like to go to a lot of these charities because it's just people that want to make sure they're seen,
exactly.
seen in something.
Exactly.
They don't even give a shit about the
right.
charity.
Hillary prefers to donate under the radar.
Right.
And that's the way to do it. And that was what... You know, Hillary and I mean, this scene didn't make it to the cutting room, but this was a great scene. It was me showing her a video of Rosalind, like, and I was like, wait a minute, is this real? Like her saying, hi, I'm Rosalind Yellen, and welcome to the iconic Mar-a-Lago Club. Like, I have done so many events. Like, David and I have a family foundation. It's actually his foundation. Mm-hmm. It's not mine. It's mm-hmm. the David Cohen Foundation. Mm-hmm. And he's built a hospital. Like, he's raised hundreds of millions of dollars. And I do events for his foundation
right.
all the time. And I do not put my face on the invitation. I don't talk about it. I don't brag about it. I just fill the room and raise money.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, go on, you know... Like, it's not for my notoriety.
Right.
It's actually to raise money.
Yeah.
So Hillary and I feel the same way about that.
So it's interesting also because Rosalind, you know, she makes a big deal about being the big social chair. And if you've read the news in the last 24 hours, it sounds like, and this could be all the media, but it sounds like Mar-a-Lago is having a hard time with her being a member now because of what's going on and she may yes. be ousted. Do you think that's real?
100%. And I think they had this trouble before the show even.
Got
were trying to get her. I think she somehow got her membership, like she slipped through the radar or something. Because she got it during COVID, you know, when they couldn't give them away. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I just, you know, I mean, I don't see how, like, they're talking about Mar-a-Lago every second. I mean, listen, I love Mar-a-Lago. It's the most beautiful property on the island, in sure. my opinion. But, like, I just don't get it. Like, they're talking about it constantly.
Yeah, they were. And so I needed to ask a question as a viewer. They showed a scene from the Billionaires Club party, gala, whatever it was. What billionaire was there? That didn't make any sense to me.
No, it's some global billionaire. That's another scene that Hillary, myself, and Subel shot that didn't make it, which I also thought was a brilliant scene mm-hmm. of us talking about, like, what is this global bill? It's just another, like...
It was so obvious. It made, like, no sense.
Exactly. It's like, what is this?
And then speaking of the Rosalind and the Gail situation from before, we see her get a baton. We see her get a book. That's not a real thing. Like, I don't know if people realize this is not like a historical thing that in Palm Beach somebody passes an actual baton. No one's ever heard of it, and it's a big joke.
Yeah.
I mean, did you guys, when you saw that, were you like, what is happening here?
Yes. I was like, are you in a marching band? In a high school marching band?
Oh my goodness. Talk about Sue Bell. What are your thoughts on Sue Bell?
Sue Bell is a class act. She's beautiful. I love Sue Bell. She's iconic. She's truly iconic. She knows how to carry herself. I love Sue Bell.
Got it. Okay. So you hope that she comes back and that she's on it.
I do.
Okay. Well, they made it almost seem like she just kind of came in and said a few different lines and you weren't sure if it was because she couldn't do more than that or, you know, because I feel like she is a big, you know, she's well known on Instagram and they thought that that would throw a little like celebrity, like influencer in there. But she holds her weight. Is what you're saying.
I think so.
Yeah. But
I'm not sure if she wants to, you know, participate anymore.
Yeah. Do you think she's embarrassed?
I'm not sure, but I think she's great TV and I think she's gorgeous.
Right.
So I don't know, but we'll see.
We'll see.
I hope she comes back. She was at the premiere. I was so happy to see her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Let's talk about DJ Tumbles Maria. Mm-hmm. Are you friendly with her?
Yeah, I brought her on.
Okay. She was a DJ at Avalon. That's how I know who she
is. Right, right. Okay. That's how I knew who she was, too. She DJed in, like, you know, I mean, I don't really hang out in those places, but I would see her on Instagram, and I thought she was adorable. You know, I just think she's cute, and she has, a look and a persona.
Right.
And
her and Romina seem to be the two that everybody kind of comes down on to make them feel like they're not worthy. They're too loud. They're too much. The boobs, the whatever. Mm-hmm. And what do you think of that? Like, how do you think they got cast if they were so not, quote unquote, members only Palm Beach?
So I think it's like, you know, I think they're trying to show like who are, you know, the members and who are not. Mm. I don't know. I think that's kind of what they're trying to show.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay. What do you think is going to happen going forward? Is there a season two?
I hope so. And I think there will be. I definitely think there will be. My psychic said there will be. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But, you know, we haven't heard anything yet. I hope there will be because I do think it's pure entertainment. And, you know, people, no matter what the audience says, they're still watching, so, you know.
Right. And I do want you to kind of address, actually, we started at the beginning, but for all these people, that the biggest commentary seems to be, this is not representative of Palm Beach. Can you just clarify your thoughts on that and why people have that wrong?
So they do have it wrong because it actually is representative of Palm Beach because there are a lot of people like Romina and Maria around Palm Beach who really want to go to the clubs. I'm not going to even mention the names of the clubs, you know, but they do want to be in the world of Palm Beach. They do.
Right.
And that's why they moved here.
Yeah.
So it's not that nobody is claiming that the cast is only people who were born and raised on the island.
Right.
Nobody is claiming that. We said Palm Beach County always. And Palm Beach County is a big place.
Yeah. Right. Who would you like to see brought back and who would you like to see added or taken away for next season if you have one?
I don't know. I think that it's too new to remove anyone. Mm-hmm. Now. I think everybody should come back. That's what I think. But, you know, I'm not the producer. If it was my show, I would bring everybody back.
Yeah.
Maybe except for Gail. But you know, she really is good TV.
Do you think she'll be added as a full-time cast?
I don't know. I really have no idea. I think she's too much of a liability, but, you know, that's not up to me. You know? That's up to
the other thing that people talk about a lot that I've seen is the extreme wealth in this cast. I will say that I know from knowing a couple of these people, that's not even the case.
Correct.
So there is extreme wealth in Palm Beach.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
There's extreme wealth in a lot of the places that you show, the people that are in there and associated with
it. It's not the cast.
It is not the cast. No. And I think that's important to point out. And not that there's anything wrong with that.
Of course.
I don't even, that's not even a thing.
There's nobody that's a billionaire on our cast.
Right.
No.
Right.
Definitely not.
And by the way, there are scenes that are shot that I don't even know really are part of where people live. I mean, is that, I'm not going to accuse anything, but a lot of the scenes that show very extravagant areas where people who don't come from a lot of money are sitting in, I don't even know that that's where they live.
Well, they put me in, they put my background, that's not my house.
Right. But I know you live in a very nice house.
I do. And I actually also have a condo on the beach, you know, because both of them are members only clubs, you know, both where, you know, both of my residences are in members only clubs.
Yeah.
I mean, no, Rosalind, I think they showed her house. She has a very nice
house. She has a beautiful house. Yeah, but Hillary she lives in like Boca, house. Right?
Yeah, she lives in Highland Beach.
Yeah.
But again,
people talk about Highland
Palm
Beach.
Palm Beach County.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Highland Beach is closer to like Fort Lauderdale or Boca, right? Again, not that there's anything wrong with it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But, and I think that has been the anger. I mean, have you seen the anger? Do you watch the, do you read those comments?
I don't have time, but I'm hearing. I hear, yes. But I just don't know why they're angry because, again, nobody has claimed that this is Palm Beach, the island.
Yeah.
You know, like Palm Beach County is very big.
Well, I think as you guys were filming it, did you know that this was going to be about Palm Beach? I mean, I do hear you guys mention a lot, this is not the class of Palm Beach. This is not how Palm Beach people act. So I think that
I never said any of that because I act appropriately no matter what town I'm in. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. I could be in, you know, Kensington Palace and I act appropriately.
Right.
And that's more prestigious than Palm Beach.
Right.
Excuse me. But, you know, and I've been there.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm not like nobody, like I know how to behave no matter where I am.
Right.
But there are a lot of people in Palm Beach that don't. And there are a lot of people that do. And I have, like you, I'm sure, I have a lot of friends who are like the real Palm Beachers.
Yeah.
And yes, none of them are on the show.
Right.
That is correct.
And none of them probably want to be. But let's be honest. A lot of people don't. First of all, if somebody says they don't want to be on a show like that, I would highly question their answer, because I think most people would want to be on any kind of reality show because most people do like that kind of attention. I think if people were honest, the reason why they're not is because of the closets, the skeletons in their closets that they don't
possibly
want to have open.
And also, you know what? I mean, like, listen, I always wanted to be on TV. That's a fact.
Right.
Always, since I'm a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So you're loving this. Yeah.
Yes, I love it. I mean, and I think I'm made for TV.
You are. You do a great job.
Yeah.
But do you feel embarrassed being with this cast, or you're proud of it?
And
you
I
feel
don't care.
Fine?
Well, I think they're entertaining.
Good.
I do. I mean, but do I think that they overdid it with those scenes? Yeah. I don't think. I think the storyline should be different next season.
Yeah.
I don't think that anybody wants to see Romina being, you know, I mean, poor Romina. Like, she could be. She could be, you know, groomed to be what she wants to be, but she's being mentored by the two clowns on Palm Beach.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, that cannot be.
Well, that didn't even make any sense to me that she would want to be groomed by them. I mean,
I don't get that. If anybody should be grooming her, it should be me and Hillary.
Yeah.
Not those two.
And by the way, I was pretty proud of her for holding her own in some of those scenes where she was
I'm not going to dress like that. But like, she chose the wrong people to mentor her.
Yeah.
But yeah, at least she didn't follow their lead.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, is that a real thing? I mean, I've never heard of women being mentored just to like fit in. I mean, I was thinking of putting my 13-year-old in classes about stuff like that and how to dance with a boy.
Well, first of
all,
none of them have proper etiquette.
Well,
I think I'm the only one, really.
But was that a real thing? I mean, is Romina going through etiquette classes? Or was that for the
actually,
show?
No, that person was really an etiquette coach.
Oh my gosh.
But I don't understand why she agreed to appear with Gail and Rosalind, because if she knows proper etiquette, she would have noticed right away that those two don't.
Right. Well, of course. And the other funny thing to me was watching that scene where they do the tea, where they go into some, I don't even know the name of it.
Right.
So, and they go to, and they all look ridiculous in their hats.
Yeah.
And everybody's wearing these over-the-top dresses. And I've been with that crew.
Me too.
Again,
they're all from New York.
Yes.
We know them from New York.
Yes. And these are the girls who thought that they were going to be on Snowbirds.
Yes.
So they've just been hanging around each other, hoping the show was going to
get
picked up, and probably were so excited that they were part of this scene.
Exactly.
It made me feel claustrophobic watching the six of them or whoever sitting in this room with their big Kentucky Derby hats, having this tea. What the hell could they possibly have been talking about? It made me uncomfortable to watch that scene. And they were talking about how loud Romina was in the bathroom at Mar-a-Lago. And oh my God, like just, it was, to me, it was just such an uncomfortable scene because you can't talk to people like that. I mean, if I were her, I would have stood up and be like, who the hell are you guys?
Yeah.
You know? And it was
ridiculous. She did, you know, defend herself. And I thought that scene was funny because you know what? myself and Romina really love tea.
Yeah.
Because it's part of our cultures, okay. You know? So she does love tea. And I think that was very funny how she sipped on the tea and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, am I too loud? I thought that was funny.
Right.
I mean, the rest of them, you know, I could really like, because they're trying to teach Romina how to sip on tea, like with proper etiquette. Like
she's a 13-year-old.
Have proper etiquette.
Right.
So but I think that's the funny part of it.
Yeah.
I really do think it's funny.
And I think why people get so angry is because they don't get that, like no one's in on the joke except for the people sort of in the show, even though they think that this is their real life. So can you give me a couple tidbits on what we haven't seen? Like, are there real rifts between people? Are there things that we haven't seen that missed, you know, that didn't show up on camera that is important for the viewers to know?
I mean, there is a real rift now between me and Gail because, I mean, first of all, like everything I do, they copy me. So I did the premiere and then she got thrown out because she was under the influence and misbehaving, you know, with her etiquette. You know, she was not, that's not how you behave at a beautiful event like I threw. And then she went and tried to do her own and did it my exact invitation. And is talking about me all over, about like saying crazy things, you know. So there is a real rift between us because she is guilty of walking into my event in a very, you know, aggressive way.
Right. Well, so, I think she's probably hoping to get cast for the next season and
continuing to do what she wants.
Yeah.
I'm sure she will. And there is definitely a real rift between Hillary and Rosalyn.
Yeah.
I mean, that's for real. I mean, I'm the one who tried to bring them together.
Yeah. So, and just quickly, you know, they both have done podcasts. I listened to Heather's podcast with Hillary. I don't necessarily think she's talked so badly, more than she even did on the show.
She just said the truth.
Yeah. So I didn't understand what was on the Vile Files. What was the problem? Like, I didn't understand why,
Rosalyn,
I keep getting her name wrong, was so upset and talking about her past and how somebody beat her up.
Because she got caught in a big lie, in a big fat lie. And now she's playing the victim, but she's not the victim.
Got it.
And Hillary is not the attacker.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you hope for next season?
I hope that we get a season two. And I have a lot of amazing things planned for season two. You know, regardless.
Within your own storyline.
Right. With whether we get a season two or not, like I have amazing things coming up in my life on season two. I mean, whatever.
In your life, that could be filmed.
This season of this Palm Beach season.
Okay.
Because it is a very seasonal place.
Yes.
You know, it really is a seasonal place. So I have a lot going on for this Palm Beach season.
Right.
You know, like amazing events and launches and, you know, just collaborations, like a lot of fun stuff.
Okay.
And I would hope to see more of me and my story.
Do you agree that people should come on the show knowing that they have a product that they want to promote? Like has all of a sudden everybody been coming to your spa or that kind of thing? Do people want you to open up a restaurant?
We've always been busy, like, because I've been there for a long time now, you know, like I've been there almost 7 years.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely getting a lot more attention and I have projects that I'm already working on that could certainly give me more leverage, you know, but nothing happened like after the show or because of the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, for sure, this platform is undeniably amazing. I mean, it's Netflix.
Yeah,
you know?
It opens doors. And the fact that it's like top 10 is unbelievable.
Amazing.
I'm really proud of you for everything you've accomplished.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. And I think the producers are genius. Obviously, there's, you know, some brilliance behind this.
Yeah. When do you think you'll find out if the next season is happening?
I'm not sure. I think maybe in a couple of weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, tell our listeners where they can find you, what kind of things you have coming up that they can be a part of and follow your journey on.
Right. Okay. So you can find me at my personal Instagram, which is Taja Lucky. And then my wellness centers, my actual brick and mortars are Taja Drip. And I have one in the Faena Hotel and hopefully going to open in Faena, New York, because they just opened in New York.
Amazing.
And I'm opening in West Palm. And like very soon, I'll invite
you in
for treatment.
Oh, great. I need to come.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And tell people how they can find out about your mobile.
stuff. Just the same Instagram.
Okay.
And, you know, all my Instagrams and my website, you can find.
And people can just book you directly.
Yes. And not me, my nurses and my doctors.
Yeah.
Yes. And then my product launch is here. And you can find that also. Like I have a liquid formula that is called Turn Back Time.
Ooh.
And it's a very robust formula that you take daily. And, you know, the results are undeniable.
Like energy, glow in your skin.
Reverse your age. Exactly what it says. Like turn back time.
Okay.
And
is that what you take?
Yes, I do.
I mean, I cannot tell you how good your skin looks.
Thank you.
Really? So people should buy this?
Yes, they should buy it. And they should come in to physically get our treatments because they really work. Again, I'm going to host you soon, I hope.
I would love that.
And also, you know, I have a lot of things in the, you know, in the works. Like my ultimate goal is to open my own hotel brand, Taja Hotel Wellness and Longevity Hotel.
So I love that.
In Palm Beach for a location and New York. And like, so that's my ultimate goal.
I love that. Would you even do that outside of the country?
Yes. I'm looking. I'm actually working with people in, Middle East, Dubai.
Yeah.
And like, so I have
because I know a lot of people that have gone to Panama or Mexico or whatever and are doing those kind of experiences where you can go down and be on the beach and get well while you're on vacation.
Yes.
So I love that for you.
But it's not just about the treatments. I mean, from like, beginning to end, like in the floors, in the walls, in the bed sheets and the shower heads. And like, you know, it's all about, you know, being like in a wellness longevity environment, toxin free.
Right.
It doesn't exist even.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do.
I can't wait to see all this. I know you will accomplish it.
I know.
Last question for you. What is the most misunderstood thing about this show?
That it's pure entertainment. Like nobody is trying to prove that, you know, we're like real Palm Beach or not like that. It's not like you don't need to be validated for that. Like it's entertainment. And obviously people are getting entertained.
Yeah, I agree. I wish you the best of luck. I hope you get a season 2 and I can't wait to see you in your spa soon.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.